I told you about those red letter days in my life. One of them was in Chicago. One was in Spain. And the third one was in India. It was a great day, really. It was the day after I was ordained. And I sat in a confessional. We had a very saintly Jesuit priest in our parish. A Spaniard, Spanish priest. I remember the day I went to the novitiate. I thought I'd better make a clean breast of everything and, you know, confess everything. So when I go to the novitiate, I'll be nice and clean. And I won't have to tell the novice master anything, all right. And old Soler, you know, he'd have crowds of people outside his, lining up his confessional because he'd have a violet curtain. And I don't know where he got this, a violet-colored handkerchief, which he'd cover his eyes with. And he'd just mumble something and give you a penance and send you away. And he'd only met me a couple of times, you know, once. He'd call me Anthony, so all right. So he met me and I thought I'll go to Soler. I stood in line. When my turn came, I changed my voice. And I said, it's, you know, quite a while since I've been to confession. He listened to me patiently and he gave me my penance. And he gave me the absolution. And he said, Anthony, when are you... Oh, God. When are you going to the novitiate? Oh. Well, I went to this place the day after my ordination. He said, do you want to hear confessions? I said, yeah, all right. So he said, go and sit in my confessional. I thought, my, the holy man, I'm going to sit in his confessional. I heard confessions for 3 hours. It was Palm Sunday. We had the Easter crowd coming in. I came out depressed. Not at what I had heard, because I'd been led to expect that. And having some inkling of what was going on in my own heart, I was shocked by nothing. You know what depressed me? The realization that I'd give them that little pious advice, now pray to the Blessed Mother, she loves you, and remember that God is on your side. But what was I saying? Were these pious platitudes any cure for cancer, really? And this is cancer I'm dealing with. And I swore a mighty oath to myself that day. I'll learn. So that it would not be said of me, Father, what you said was absolutely true and totally useless. Awareness. Insight. Because when you get the expert, when you become an expert, you'll soon become an expert. You don't need to take a course in psychology, you know. As you begin to observe yourself, to watch yourself, to pick up those negative feelings, you'll find your own way of explaining it. And you'll notice the change. But then you'll have to deal with a big villain. And that villain is self-condemnation, self-hatred. Self-dissatisfaction.